Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Pivot point today, our guest is Sibu Mabena, CEO of Duma Collective Pty Limited. A little bit more about Sibu. She is the founder and chief creative officer of Duma Collective, sits on boards of Effie Awards, a creative circle, the Gauteng Department of Sports, Arts and Culture Advisory Committee, Entrepreneurdy, an agency founded in Norway to help entrepreneurs around the globe. And she is, and she'll tell me, I don't want to say her age, but let's just say she was born in 1991. So she studied political science and international relations as a degree at the University of Pretoria. But with all that she's done, she has created an amazing company with her partners of creative communications agencies and services of FMCG brands. A very good evening to you, Sibu. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us here on Pivot Point.
Hello, hello, hello. You pulled me away from a very robust game of 30 seconds with my team downstairs as we speak.
Were you winning or losing? Because this is the point where you should tell me whether you're grateful to me or disappointed.
No, it was a very close game. We lost by 1 point.
Ah, you should thank me.
But we are humble losers. We are great team players.
And here we are, the winners, that we have you speaking to us about, you know. I want to hear a little bit more about Duma Collective, as I was just saying to the listeners. Okay, well, I didn't get to this part that you offer brand strategy and a whole lot of other things. So why don't you tell us about it, the type of client pool that you have, because it's a lot.
It really is. And we're so privileged to be in a position where we can work with really great blue chip companies. I mean, some of the companies we represent in a PR and social media and influencer capacity are NBA Africa. We work with Hennessy. We work with Odna Technologies, which does cell phones. We have just quite a few. The NYGA.
You've got Shivers Whiskey, South Africa, Cameroon, and Nigeria, and Puma.
Absolutely. So we have a lot of really great brands that we have the privilege of representing in the capacity of creative communications. And it's quite cool to be Black-owned, young-owned, female-owned, and run with 48 young creatives who are just so passionate about doing really cool work and getting paid for it.
Let's talk about your involvement and how this all came about.
So all of this just was, a natural progression from me being a freelancer and really turning it into a high-level freelancing operation where I come from a dancing background. I was part of the South African hip-hop dance team, competing internationally, and then here in South Africa working on some really cool street dance events, one of them being Masters of Rhythm and another one called Strictly Hip-Hop. And then I was a bartender at a place called The Sands in Sandton, and I was an early adopter to social media, so I was running their social media, working with really big brands like South African Breweries, actually the NBA back then, and big events like Pop Bottles, who are just a staple in the young urban entertainment calendar. And those events kind of, or companies, gave me exposure to a corporate space where I was able to walk into boardrooms and speak on behalf of other freelancers. And that morphed into a really organized structure, which is what we see today as Duma Collective. All of this starting in about 2011, 2012, formalized in 2014 in my first company, and then 2017 in what Duma Collective is today. And this is according to CIPC, really. But being able to take my passions of communications, creative direction, choreography, and bringing ideas to life and really communicating brand messages to their intended target audiences and turning it into an oasis for African creativity to flourish.
I mean, you're so modest about it. Like, you just woke up one day, snapped your fingers, and it happened. So you must have done something along the way. This is why this is Pivot Point. How did you capacitate yourself? How did you get yourselves into the right spaces? Hook up with the right networks. I mean, you had a strategic transition collaboration with M&M. M&M, in case people thought I was saying M&M.
No, so M&M Brands owns Avatar It owns Mela Events. It owns a portion of Fresh AF. And they were quite strategic in my growth as an agency, partnering with one of the biggest Black-owned agency groups, which is M&N Brands. And that kind of positioned us as a company, young as we are, having kind of the mentorship and the support of an agency that has been in the game for 10 years. And that's one of the things that I suppose gave the market the confidence to be able to back us. But before that, long before that, the pivot actually took place where I went from being a dancer to a choreographer, from choreographer to being a coordinator of other choreographers, and being able to speak on behalf of dancers in a boardroom and kind of organize what was seen as a street thing, as something that was just being done by dancers on the street. Hip hop was really not an organized thing at the time, and being able to package it into something that's able to make sense to a big brand like SAB, or a big commercial entity like SAB, to assist them to drive commercial success. So the pivot really took place in going, let me step back from being in front of the camera, from being on stage, to being in a position of administration and kind of being able to influence the suits into believing in what the streets are able to help them deliver on their mandate. And that's how we ended up where we are today. I hung up my sneakers and I exchanged them for heels, walking into a boardroom and being able to speak on behalf of all of the different freelancers, the creatives, the enablers of creativity, to be able to make it make sense to the people who have to go and champion our cause in the boardrooms.
So it sounds to me like you've always been a big picture person, or you have become that through your journey. And I'm curious about the kind of skills development that you sought or that you picked up along the way that brought you to a point. I mean, it really is something that you were even able to have a exchange with Mkhwanazi Ngubane that saw you, what, get an increase of 56% in revenue for your company. So there clearly were a lot of benefits.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing about mentorship, right, is that you... Firstly, as the person on the receiving end, you acknowledge that you don't know what you don't know. And when you go into a space where people are willing to teach you, people are willing to open up their networks to you, they're able to open up their spaces to you in order for you to benefit in the form of education, exposure, and experience. I think that's what that relationship did for us. And one of the things I will always stand on top of a hill and scream and shout about is that when someone's willing to give you a seat at the table, take it and then do the most with it. And that's actually what that relationship did for us. It was that we were then exposed to how things can work in the bigger scheme of things. And look at us today. We now have two buildings on one of the really most frequented roads in Johannesburg, and we're able to proudly say we are a landmarked building as an entity that is really able to kind of provide a North Star for the young Black creative to say, oh, even I can do that one day. So that's what that relationship with an older brother, let's call it, in the industry was able to do for Duma Collective.
And I was just looking at something from the PRCA saying that their researchers has found, particularly in Africa, that internship programs within the South African public relations space is very important, not only in creating leaders, but for interns as well. So tell us, just while reflecting on those kind of findings, what you have done, what your trajectory is as Duma Collective going forward.
Also, one of the things I'm so proud of is that we've, over the past 2 years, championed an intern program where we take on 5 interns per year, where we kind of put them through their paces as people who want to be creative communicators in the PR, like traditional PR space, multimedia design, influencer campaigns, social media, as well as event production. And at the end of that program, which is a 12-month program, they get to interview for a permanent position here at Duma Collective. And it's been so interesting, but also empowering to see the impact that exposure has on that young person who really just went into school to learn some theory, but then comes out of that and into an environment where it's like, oh my goodness, is this what real life creative communications looks like? And with that, that is the mission that we have really at our core. It is for us to build an agency that is able to receive all of these young, amazing creatives that exist in the market. 2,000 applications, for example, but we can only take 5 because that's what we can afford at the moment. And that just shows you how much talent there is out there. That just shows you how much willingness to work there is out there. And that's really our contribution to the market, to say we can house so many, but hopefully they go on to create agencies. I mean, there are some of our interns that have graduated into our permanent positions, but then they've also graduated out of the business to go and work for bigger agencies. So it is an ecosystem, and we are contributing to it quite actively, and we're really proud of that.
And somebody's got to be willing to look for people who are eager to work and be part of that ethos that you promote, that is, influencing communications from Africa to the world, building on our own narratives. How difficult has that been? Because change is something that people are easily resistant to. Just mention the name change, people don't want to move away from what they've invested years and or even ideas in hanging on to. And I want you to use something like you being a founding member of Terrain Goes a Long Way, or that movement, to really illustrate how you can help people shift from one narrative to the next for the greater good of everybody, especially inclusivity.
Look, it's really difficult to teach an old dog new tricks, but when you show them what the commercial value behind learning those new tricks is, it becomes a little bit easier to have the conversation. And whilst our vision and our mission is to be an oasis for African creativity to flourish, we also are quite set on contributing to the commercial success of our clients, the clients that we service. So now that we're able to package our offering in a way that makes them see that and make sense of that, it becomes a little bit easier to have those conversations. Terrain Goes a Long Way being a movement that was championed by 4 relatively successful people in industry. I mean, Tacky is as successful as a choreographer and dance teacher. She's even living in the UK now. Lasizwe as a content creator, someone who's doing really incredible things in that space and championing the digital revolution. Ayanda Mantombazane Mhlongo, who is a marketing director at MTV and BET and is championing youth community or youth brands and activations in that space. And myself running an agency like Duma Collective, people were able to kind of trust in what we were saying and saying, we would like to give the next generation of us an opportunity to be able to get into university or a higher learning institution and just give them an opportunity to try. Right. That the proof points that are the 4 of us is what convinced South Africa to back us the way they did and allow us to raise so many millions of rands in such a short space of time. So all of it is just to say the proof is in the pudding, and that's what helps drive change.
So you work with government departments as well, and you are a recipient of the Inverosh Future is Female Award. I bring these two elements together for a very important reason. How government implements policies or even builds infrastructure through a gendered lens is something that often falls by the wayside. When you speak to them, what do you say? I mean, yes, you are a perfect example that it can happen, but people always have reasons why things will not succeed.
You know, it would be remiss of me to mentioned that to this day, it is still a struggle for us to kind of equalize the playing field. We do have some unpaid invoices from government departments as we speak. However, what we have seen is that the system is what is standing in the way of progress for not just female-owned businesses, but all businesses. I think even white-owned businesses are struggling as well. And with that said, it really is for us to take as much of the power into our control as possible by showcasing to the people in power and the administrators in power, because it's not just political figures, it's actually the administrative arm of government that is in charge of making sure that agencies, agencies and suppliers and everybody else is able to do the job and get paid for it efficiently. They need to be taught what they don't know. And currently, we unfortunately have an administration that actually doesn't know how to do the job the way the job needs to be done. So it's not just a problem that is unique to a female owner in the space, but it really is the problem of the system of how government works. And that's just on one end. I mean, I operate in a marketing space where, by and large, the bigger players are white owned. And then we have the problem of global owned. And some of the agencies that we compete against when we're pitching for work function within the guise of a network where it's easier and cheaper for them to offer services than it is for us, because we have expenses that we've got to pay in the context of South Africa, where they've got expenses that they've got shared resources in a global context. So there's so many things that are systematically wrong at the moment for that don't allow for South African locally owned businesses to participate in an equitable manner against the globally owned businesses. And until we fix our systems, we will continue to really don't get diesel. I don't know how to say that in an English term, but we will continue to work really, really, really hard, extraordinarily hard in order to succeed.
Such a pleasure speaking to you, Sibu. Do come around again to Kaya Biz. I'm sure there's lots to continue talking about. Sibu Mabena is the CEO of Duma Collective Pty Limited. She is our pivot point this evening. Thank you again, Sibu. Hope to chat to you again soon.
I absolutely appreciate this platform and continue to do the great work of letting other people tell their stories of how they are trying to succeed day by day.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.